Cliffcentral.
The revolution.
I've got something important to tell you.
Cliffcentral.com.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Mate Sessions with Cliffcentral.com. So today we've got quite an interesting one for you. You may not know this, but we wear a lot of different hats on the Mate Sessions. Sometimes we're psychologists, sometimes we're legal advisors, financial advisors. What else, Tools?
Friends.
Friends?
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Conflict managers, all kinds of things. But recently, we met a very high profile South African housewife who asked us to help her to find a suitable domestic worker. She's offering a lot of money and is looking for someone quite unconventional because she believes domestic work should be an equal opportunity for all people seeking employment. So we support this school of thought, right? And as a result, we agreed to help her and we've drawn up a list of unconventional options and we'll be conducting those interviews on the show. The first person on that list is Mfundo, and I'll let him introduce himself. But he's a student looking for part-time work and accommodation. He's actually been on the show before, as his mother was a domestic worker. Mfundo, would you like to reintroduce yourself?
Oh, hell yeah.
He's drum rolling himself in. Oh my God. That is so cute.
Yeah, yay! Hello, everybody. Dude. This is the MFUNDO up in the building.
Wow. I think you just one upped us already. Shucks,
yeah,
that's a lot of pressure. That's a lot of energy, man. I don't know if we can keep up, but go ahead. So tell us a bit about yourself.
I'm actually a student at UJ, University of Johannesburg. I'm a second year. Pretty bummed out though about this whole strike thing happening now because they're saying we might have to start over again.
Shucks.
Yeah, but then I'm actually glad to be here. Just looking to expand my horizons a bit.
Yeah, so that means you might have to raise tuition money all over again, right?
Of course.
So this actually, this could be a good opportunity then.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure you never imagined yourself doing domestic work.
Never before,
yeah.
But if an opportunity presents itself, then
hey. I'm glad, dude, that you're so open-minded. I don't think a lot of people your age would be.
I'm glad, actually, that I'm creative, because I think creative people are
interesting,
open-minded. Yeah,
dog, it jobs, bari, hey. Like in this economy, we can't be fussy, nah.
Hey, no my.
We can't afford these gendered roles and these stereotyped roles that are for this person, that person, and not for the rest of us.
Yeah, of course.
Eat job. Okay, I like your attitude. So, right, said housewife passed on quick-fire questions for our candidates based on her needs. Mfundo, feel free to ask at any point if you need clarity or if you'd like to offer a comment. Otherwise, let's take it away.
So, MFUNDO.
Hi, Tulis.
What unique skills and qualities can you bring to the job of domestic work?
I think one most important thing as a domestic worker, you need to be able to work with people, because if you're not able to do that, you might find that a certain person doesn't like a specific thing in a person, and then you react in a funny way. Yeah. So that thing itself is a skill. I know it's not something that's very tangible, but I think it's
so you're saying that you need to be accommodating of different personality types?
Of course, like everything. Maybe it's a family of seven, I don't know, whatsoever. All of those people have different personalities.
Okay.
And you can't handle them the same.
All right, so you need to be quite tolerant. So you're saying you're tolerant?
I actually am, yeah.
Yeah?
A lot.
I want to know, you said though in the beginning that you're creative and creatives can do anything.
Of course, yeah.
And I believe that too. So what types of qualities as a creative do you think you could bring to domestic work?
I think it could help me in terms of activities, the creativity. You can create almost anything. Let's say maybe, for instance, the parent has two children or whatsoever. Things like games, teaching them how to do stuff, how to be creative, and fun things around the house, you know?
Okay.
That brings a whole lot of a different vibe. Like, your presence needs to be felt. And the only way to do that is to interact in a very interesting way, so to speak.
Right.
Would you be willing to do that even if it wasn't in your scope of work?
Yeah, I would. Okay. Why not? I mean, for
so you're
me,
saying
it's
people first, no matter what.
To an extent,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Of course, everybody has their limits, but then, yeah, I'm very tolerant.
Well, a big part of this job is HR, actually. You know, it's like you're saying, it's people management. And I think being fun, high energy, creative goes a long way in that sense. But I also imagine you could find creative ways to get the job done.
That's what I was thinking as well.
Yeah. Smart ways, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you think you could find interesting ways to clean a kitchen or to get the dishes done?
In a small space of time? Yeah. I mean, I grew up in a household that is filled with people. And I used to be the dishwasher in the house.
Oh, okay. So that's like, that's a strength then.
Yeah,
that's something you're good at.
A strength, yeah.
Okay. Can you tell us a bit about your technique? Your dish. Everyone has like their own dishwashing technique. Tools drives me crazy. Because hers is really, really whack.
It's wonderful.
What? No.
I don't know what she's talking about. I've basically revolutionized the way that washing is done.
She doesn't know how to stack a dish rack.
Whatever.
She doesn't use the different compartments for what they're for. So you know you have a dish rack is designed, right? And you'd think as a designer she'd appreciate this, right? It's designed and it's got space. And as an architect, she should appreciate that too. There is space for the glasses. There is space for the cutlery, and there's space for the plates and the bowls. And someone has taken the time and the effort to design this and to make this easy. Oh no, she just hoys.
First of all,
everything, everywhere.
First of all,
everything, everywhere.
First of all, it's not designed that well, okay? There's area for, you know, the cutlery, and then like, you know, area for the plates, and then it's flat. So basically anything goes in that flat area.
The flat area is for glasses.
So first of all,
oh my God.
So I put the things down, right? And then when the first layer of everything is placed there, what must happen?
Dude.
A pyramid must then begin to happen on top
of
that.
You don't get
to
square
peg.
You do not get to square peg in round holders. Okay, you're not special or any kind of divergent thinker.
Amazing.
You're just lazy and whack.
Well, with me, you know what I do.
No, I get so mad. Anyway, you know we digress. It's about Mfundo. Mfundo, how do you wash dishes?
With me, it's not about doing the same thing every day. Maybe, for instance, like the dish rack is designed in a specific way. Then the cutlery goes there. Cups and glasses go there, here and there. Mm-hmm. Maybe let's say I'm feeling like doing everything now.
Mm.
So what that means to me is I wash these dishes now. I rinse them and then they go. I pack them same time.
Do you dry?
Of course. A dry. Yeah.
See, I didn't mention
dry.
I find drying such a waste of time.
Yeah, me too. Oh.
I don't get it because they'll dry by themselves. If you leave them, if you stack them properly in the dish rack.
Which I do all the time.
Upside down. Obviously, if you stack the cups right side up, they're not going to dry as fast.
I have never stacked a cup right side up. I have never done it.
I'm actually paranoid about that because there's a whole lot of things flying around. And then
I don't do that.
Okay. Well,
I think you've imagined it a lot worse than
that's
it actually is.
That's your story. And do you rinse?
Of course I rinse.
Some people don't rinse. I know white people who don't rinse.
I don't get it.
No, like, why are you trying to leave the soap?
The soap inside. Yeah. It's
what
a bit unhealthy.
What must we do with that soap? Yeah.
It's a bit gross.
Yeah.
I don't like tasting my tea with a little bit of soap inside. Like, my taste buds are very crazy. Like,
also, that can't be good for you.
It can't.
I'm pretty sure over time it can kill you. Okay, that might be extreme,
that was quite hectic.
We all had a moment there. We're like, wow.
Oh, this is fun though. Actually, I think we could probably do a whole show on
how people
innovative
dishes.
Ways to like
wash
clean
dishes,
your
right?
house. No, there's technique to everything.
Yeah,
even making a bed.
Ways to broom. I mean, ways to sweep.
Ways to broom.
I'm sorry. Ways to broom. Ways to broom with a sweep.
Yes. Ways
right.
to broom
First
with a
of
sweep.
Ways to
Hashtag.
Next question. Speaking of cleaning, what cleaning functions would you be unwilling to perform?
Ish, I don't like the toilet. Eh? No, but honestly, like some people are just disgusting and they use it in a funny way. Like some people don't actually clean after themselves, right?
That's true.
So maybe I go inside there and then I find some dash of poo and I have.
It's a bit gross, huh? And you can see it in public toilets.
Yeah.
But I always wonder if people are just disrespectful in public toilets because it's a public space. I always wonder if those very people treat their own toilets the same.
I'm not too sure, but I don't think so. I mean, who would actually do that? It's a bit unethical.
The other theory, we had, my colleagues had, the last place I worked, every morning we'd arrive and there'd be at least like three dumps in the toilet that weren't flushed.
Oh my God.
And it was the most off-putting what? Thing in the world. I mean, literally.
No, that person must have been doing it on purpose.
Exactly, yeah, right? Because yeah. that will ruin your whole day. I kid you not.
Actually, what about the person who needs to clean all of that stuff?
Right, yeah. Right. So we would get really upset about that until one colleague of mine suggested that maybe it was the cleaners because they were so upset. about their job. It was like a form of defiance. It was like an interesting form of protest.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
a nice comeback. A
toilet.
Right? And we've got the poo protester war. In Cape Town. People do that. If I was a cleaner of a public toilet and I was angry, I don't know. I don't know that I wouldn't do that.
Really? I feel like I'd put things on the seat that people don't know about.
Oh, that's so gross. Because that requires, you see, that requires a lot more effort though. Like, I just want to sit there, do my thing and go.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like yeah. like a hit and run. You wouldn't be willing to clean the bathroom at all.
Not the bathroom, yes. Actually, no. Bathroom.
So you don't do bathrooms?
Unless it's because of the kids, right? Because let's say maybe...
People that can't really clean up after themselves properly.
Okay, yeah. So I didn't want to tell you. She's rich. Oh, our client, right?
She this doesn't lady. Have the time.
You'd probably definitely actually be paid above the market rate for a domestic worker. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Because she actually does value the role. It's just there's a lot she needs. Do you see what I mean? So yeah. I didn't want to tell you how much she's paying in the start because I didn't want that to kind of affect your answers. But when it comes to stuff like this that you're not willing to do, I want to know, what's your number? How much would it take to convince you
to actually clean,
the bathroom?
Just the bathrooms?
No, obviously everything else. Yes. Yeah, but I mean, to include that.
I'm thinking somewhere 25.
25 grand, huh?
Wow. Yes. Yeah, 25 grand.
Okay, 20?
Just to at least help 20? My dignity somewhere, somehow. 20? 20, yeah, I would do.
Okay.
I'll do. I would actually do 17, maybe.
Huh. It just keeps going lower.
It's going lower and lower.
Yeah. Circumstance, dude. It's so real.
Dude, like, no my in, pause. You know, no my in.
You always think you won't do stuff until someone makes you an offer.
Yeah.
Actually, I know people who do worse, like, sick stuff than that. So I think that's as compared to what they're doing, of which I can't mention right now.
They're throwing a lap dance. Not too far off.
She's not too far off. But it's really,
that's funny.
Dignity.
Okay.
So mm-hmm. would you be willing to hand wash things?
Yeah, I actually do as of the moment.
Oh, you do already?
I do already. So it wouldn't be something I grew.
Okay, so
doing.
You'd be willing to hand wash bras?
Bras?
Oh. Underwear.
It's laundry, dude.
As long as it's not men's.
Men's? Oh, like other men's.
I don't know how I feel
about it. No, it's weird. I actually thought you would have not wanted it to be female. Okay.
No.
You tell us why.
Yeah.
I'll tell you why. I'm a male, right?
Yeah.
So it would be... To me, it's disgusting actually washing underwear to begin with.
Is
right?
it sexy to wash female underwear?
It is not.
Okay, good. Just as long as that, I needed to clarify that.
But because of the job.
Yeah, okay.
It also be like the bathroom situation, but...
That makes sense to
me. Mm. Men's ones...
It's like a limit. I wouldn't go overboard.
Okay.
I'm not going over there. Like, imagine me married and I have somebody else washing my undies. Like,
no, let me not lie to you. I prefer to wash briefs.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do?
I do.
But maybe, I mean, we're women as well, so I don't know if it's got to do with our gender.
No, I'm more offended, like, if my nephews have briefs and I have to wash them, it's chilled. I mean, kids in general, I don't mind as much.
Thank
you. I won't lie.
Yes, I don't also.
I'm trying to think. I think I also might be more willing to wash a guy's underwear than a girl's underwear.
Yeah.
Why? Why is that?
Is it because you know your anatomy?
Yeah, that yeah. might be it. That might be it. Would you be willing to wash cars and do light gardening?
I already do, so I don't mind.
In your okay, in your job spec as a domestic worker,
yeah,
that would be within
actually,
your scope. You'd be okay with that.
Yeah,
but would you want to get paid more?
Of course, it's about the money. If it ain't about the money, actually, doing the cars and light gardening would actually be the best thing in.
Oh, really? Azumchita. Mm. So do you think this is a guy thing?
It depends where you are. With me, it depends where you are.
Okay.
If it's a public place.
Yeah.
Then I would rather see sexy women on bikinis and washing.
No, okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. But then since in this.
No, I'm talking
that's
what
in I would rather see. But in this context.
Yes.
It's like generally an okay thing to do.
Is it a male-female thing? Is it about what tasks are a male versus female?
Yeah. Yeah, to an extent, yeah, I think so. Yeah. No, to an extent, right?
I mean, my preferences are none of the above. So but it definitely varies.
To an extent. Let's say I own a car wash.
Mm.
Or me owning a car wash, I wouldn't hire guys. Like, there wouldn't be that vibey thing happening, right? Simply because I'm a guy, I know what other guys like.
Mm.
So my car wash would be filled for days. But then, since it's a domestic type of situation,
right.
I don't mind.
Cool. I was about to say, you cannot bring in sexy women to wash this family's cars.
Yeah.
I know it might be tempting, but I don't think
I
it's going to fly.
Oh, my God. My plans are over.
Oh, just go ahead. But how do you feel about animals?
Animals. I love dogs.
Mm.
Okay. I love dogs. I love horses. I don't like chihuahuas. I like things like pit bulls and Rottweilers. But as long as they don't bite me, though.
Yeah. Is there anything that you wouldn't be prepared to do?
In terms of...
For an animal.
Caring for animals, yeah.
Animals are...
Would you brush its teeth?
Yeah. As long as I don't get to kiss it.
Okay.
Okay. How do you feel about licking?
Licking what?
Animals
you know
licking.
Dogs lick.
Hell no. Oh, them. I don't mind.
Don't mind.
Yeah, actually, for me, it's like a gesture of...
Affection.
Saying it, yeah, it likes me.
And if the family had to go away on holiday and you had to take care of the pets, would you be willing to?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's nothing for me.
How would you bath a dog?
Ish, that's the most that's the most clumsiest job ever.
I know, right? So this is a test of your smarts and your ingenuity and creative thinking, all of that.
I think sheesh. That actually
I would
depends.
Probably tie it up. But I think that's animal cruelty.
But then it'll bite you. If you show it, if you're aggressive towards it,
that's why I don't
like
have
a
pets.
No-no. I think it would have to be outside, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
And preferably in a bath. Like maybe...
like a basin.
Yeah, like a small basin.
Like a tub.
Yeah.
A small basin.
Yeah. Like
surely the bigger the better.
Play around with it. Yeah. I don't mind.
I feel like you would almost have to get in there with it and
yes,
hold it.
That's where I'm going with this.
Okay.
I don't mind.
What kind of dog are you guys bathing?
You need to have fun with it.
Does
it get that dramatic?
It
Dude.
Does.
Oh, okay.
Dogs.
Have you seen Great Danes? They're like horses.
I try not to look at them.
All right.
Wait. What? She has a Great Dane?
Yes.
Oh, hell no.
You don't do Great Danes.
Hey.
You said you don't do Chihuahuas.
Does it bite?
No, it doesn't bite. It's a very friendly dog. It's just large and very loving.
No, I'm joking. I don't mind.
Yeah? So you'd be willing to bath a dog?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd be willing.
Cool.
Doesn't really matter.
Look at you, man. You like... 2016, you renaissance, you know, man.
Baby.
And how about children? What do you think of babies and children?
Ish. Babies, ne? At home, I have three nieces and three nephews already. So I know how to deal with kids.
What age range are they in?
From 2 to 17.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm. So, yeah. So I know how to deal with them.
Do you babysit?
I do sometimes. I actually did this weekend. It was tiring a bit. But then they're a bit grown up, so I don't really have to deal with baby stuff.
Right. Okay. So you don't mind kids who can talk and walk?
I don't mind them.
And
given,
do some things for themselves. The thing about babies is that they're almost like they depend entirely on you. You can't even reason with them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, you need to set them straight sometimes.
Go there. They can't eat for themselves.
Yeah.
They're useless, essentially. Yeah. They're so cute. Totes adorbs. I love me an infant. But they're very, very dependent. So is that your issue with babies?
No, not really. I don't really have issues with
You don't
babies.
Have an issue with babies?
I don't really. The only thing I have an issue with is having to run after, let's say maybe they can walk and talk. Run after them, having to constantly look over their shoulders. What's going on?
No, I agree with you, because kids are a danger to themselves.
Yeah. Actually, there was an incident that happened, I think 2012 or something like that. This lady was babysitting, and then the kid was all over the house, right? Mm. And she was on her phone or whatever whatever she was doing. And the kid went straight to the bathroom and drank all of the Stay Soft.
Oh, wow.
I was like, hey, what the hell? So such things. I mean, kids are very dangerous by themselves.
It's touch and go, dude.
So, yeah.
It's really unpredictable. It's the hardest job in the world. And so, yeah, to some extent, I prefer babies because you can put them in front of you. It's the ones who, like, just, like,
walking
slip
up
through
and
your
down.
Fingers.
Yeah,
it's
I
slippery
climb
ones.
Everything.
Yeah, we don't really know what they're doing. And you can't reason with them because they don't really talk, but they're very mobile. Those
yeah.
are...
Ish, yeah.
Okay, so tell me, speaking of infants then, do you know how to change a diaper?
Yeah, pretty straightforward, yeah.
Okay, sweet. Handle pumped breast milk?
That's a skill I still have to learn.
Sure, but do you mind?
No, no.
You don't
no,
mind?
No.
And preparing a baby bottle?
Yep.
Do you know how to
pretty
test
straight
it?
Steps, right?
No, like, let's hear from him. How do you prepare a baby bottle?
First of all, with babies, you need to make sure that everything is clean. I mean, from your hands to
look at that.
Baby
yeah.
bottle. As long as everything is clean, then you could.
Do you know how to test the temperature of the milk?
Okay, Mina, like out here say gas, you see?
So
like,
how would
I'm
you do it?
From a gas. So
yeah, okay, go ahead.
We use just the technique of with the skin.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought maybe there's something else. I mean, technology has...
No.
No, we're just surprised. We're just impressed.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. Shucks. Look at me shining right now.
Dude. Yeah. He even pointed to the right place on the hand.
I know,
where
right?
Where he put it. It's amazing.
If only she were looking for a husband.
Who, so, me?
Not mm-hmm. you.
Oh, her. Okay.
Our client.
Okay, girl. Okay, I just got a little flustered. Okay.
Calm down. Just relax. Why are you horrified? No, please ask this woman why she's horrified.
No, why?
Because I'm just not looking.
I'm like, why?
But that's actually what she said. Okay, never mind. Never mind.
All right. Crisis averted.
Averted, yes.
And do you know how to burp a baby?
Yeah, over the shoulder.
And?
Just tap on the back, keep tapping until she goes. Bleh.
Like, dude, you know, where that, do you come thing? From?
You know that thing.
Oh my goodness. And then, how would you put a fussy baby to sleep? This is tricky.
Oh,
and there's actually no right answer. It's different for everyone, but I'm sure she'll be interested to know.
I know one technique though. Sing and
Whiskey.
Swing, baby.
Oh,
sing
sorry.
And swing. That works too. That actually works too. It's the quickest of all.
Oh my God, I'm exposing myself on so many levels.
As you say that, I might be that kind of mother though. That's, yeah.
Put a dash of whiskey there in the milk.
You just look like the whiskey type.
For myself, not for the kids.
Okay, no, hold on, hold on. Back up. What were you saying?
It's sing and swing. Sing and swing.
Yeah. Huh? And like,
that's like the rock, sing and
rocking
swing.
Back and forth.
Yeah.
Do you know how to potty train?
I did it thrice.
Oh, did you?
With three kids. It was...
Wow.
Who are you?
The Everview NTO, baby. I told you. Up in the building.
I'll give you one. All right.
You just need to be there and watch over them. That's what we do at home. Mm. You just need to be there and show them what to do, basically. As long as they hold on to it, they don't fall inside. You're done. You're good.
And which side when...
You don't tie them up.
No.
Okay. That's good to know. Grubby. I feel like that's my solution to everything.
Just tie the damn thing down.
Tie them up.
Or even.
Or give them whiskey. No, guys, I'm an au pair. I'm a very responsible au pair. I do not do either of those things. Jokes.
What are you joking like about? That? Not doing it? Or that? What are you joking about, Em? And just one last question. Which side should you make a baby lie when they are young?
Did you research this? Or do you know this somehow?
I do know this somehow.
Why do you know this?
Because of my baby brother.
But how?
My mother taught me all these things when he came. 17 years ago, okay. But I still remember.
That makes me feel better because you guys are kind of making me feel like I have zero maternal instinct. And I know I have plenty.
Yeah.
But I'm the last born. So that might be why. Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Understandable.
Yeah. So when they sort of maybe between 0 and 6 months old, how should they sleep?
Actually, you don't sleep. They should.
That is such a clever way to answer. Okay.
You don't sleep. The only thing you do is just keep turning them around.
You've got to keep turning them around. That's a biggie, actually, people don't realize.
Yeah, because they might choke on their own spit and things. Exactly. Yeah.
You just keep turning them around.
Yeah, you have some serious expertise.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Dude, I was just going to say, tie them up. You spoke earlier about the sing and swing. Do you know any nursery rhymes or lullabies?
It's from, I know tribal ones.
That's fine.
Oh, nice.
That's lovely. Please share a few of your favorites.
I actually learned this one recently.
Mm.
And I think I would like to sing it to, a male.
A male child.
Yeah. Mahla mathambe ntombi zamzukwana. Zumba helele mahla mathambe ntombi zukwana. Zumba helele yilobuni karamele chocolate. Zumba helele. It's fun. For days.
That's kind of charming.
What do you mean?
It means women are beautiful.
Oh,
look at
okay.
Yellow bones, caramel skin, chocolates, everybody.
Oh,
I know. Okay. It's so inclusive.
That's nice.
It's really lovely, huh?
I heard yellow bone and I started to panic.
I know.
I didn't know what was coming.
What? No, everybody. It's like.
Yeah.
Aren't you an interesting character? MFUNDO. Okay.
Yay, yay.
Next question.
So, how would you discipline an employer's child?
Hey, that's one thing I tried never to do.
It's tough, huh?
Yeah, that's the toughest ever. I would actually best find a more interesting thing for the child to do rather than. Maybe let's say he or she is making a mess and just cleaned, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'd rather find a more interesting activity because for me to discipline the child means he or she is just bored or just wants
interesting.
Attention.
Interesting. So you want to address the source rather?
Rather the source. Just find the root.
That's actually really smart. No, and really patient of you to do because kids, usually... discipline is a knee-jerk reaction. You just want to make the nuisance go away. And you don't actually... I think very few people go to the source. That's brilliant. Go ahead.
If you do it wrong...
But what if the child is swearing at you?
I don't mind. I don't take that personal.
Ooh. But no, you've got to do something about that, right?
Because it's also shaping their character, you know?
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, I would. But... okay, that would be a difficult one, actually. With me, if you swear at me, I don't take it personal, but I always find strategies of returning it back to the person. So if it's a kid, it would be a bit difficult for me.
To swear back at them?
Not swear back, but use...
Probably.
But also use, like, the personalities are still tender at an early age. And what you say is a grown-up person is actually important to a kid.
Mm.
And maybe the kid heard whatever that he or she is saying to you from maybe the daycare center or whatever the case may be, comes to you and throws these big words. I think maybe it would be okay if you actually teach the child what that means.
Yeah, for sure.
Rather.
Or you could use duct tape.
Just hey, your strategies.
No, don't high five. Don't encourage.
Yeah, she needs a high five.
No,
don't encourage.
No, but the irony in this actually is, I am a very, 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 very gentle childminder. So I'm just having a bit of fun.
Oh, are you saying what you wish you could do?
Everyone thinks about it, guys.
Everybody, yeah.
I'm a complete, I'm such a walkover. I really, you know what? I use a silent treatment.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Works quite well. Yeah, because kids need a lot
attention. Yeah.
You know, they thrive on your attention.
Yeah.
And so when you don't give that, they start to reflect. I think you first point out that what they've done is wrong. And this is a child who can kind of understand.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
You first point out that it's upset you, and then you give them a bit of silent treatment.
Mm.
Yeah. Because expressing disappointment, nobody can handle disappointment.
Yeah, of course.
It's like the hardest thing to bear.
Yeah. Even kids.
Yeah.
And they can actually read it faster than anything.
Mm. Okay. And look, you don't want to take it too far. I'm not talking like days of silence.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, just a couple of hours.
Yeah, but
of course, keeping your eye on
I usually find when you express that you're upset. Because the thing is, a lot of people won't get upset with a child because they'll think to themselves, it's a child, right? But then they'll take some kind of disciplinary action as a quick fix.
Which is the wrong route.
Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
They'll take a disciplinary action and then they'll move on swiftly because they don't want to almost express their feelings. To a child,
yeah.
But I think that's actually very important because kids are very sensitive to people's vibes and energies. Mm. So I find like it's not enough just to say this is wrong and for that reason and therefore go sit in the corner and then afterwards everything goes back to normal, you know? I think you've got to express some emotion. They've got to see the way it affects you. And that, I find, makes a huge difference.
Yeah, and you know what's fun about kids? Fun, so to speak. They forgive. They forgive easily. Mm. I mean, you can... Maybe let's say you hit the child. I'm not for that. But what I'm saying is the kid actually forgive you in a matter of hours.
Mm.
Instead, with a grown-up, it would be something between years. And, you know, it will go for years. But with kids... if you express yourself, maybe show the kid, okay, this thing actually affected me.
I cared more about that by far than when my mom like would give me a hiding. Like if she was genuinely hurt by something I did, that would really, really make a huge difference. Even as a child, I just cared more about people's feelings than their actions, you know? On a different note, but similar, I guess, in some ways. How do you feel about caring for the elderly?
Caring for the elderly? Mm. How old are we talking? I mean, deathbed
like
old?
Past retirement,
past
65 and up.
65 and up.
That's not much of a big issue because most of the time, things that they need is just for you to go to the garage, I mean, the fuel station, get something for them.
But what if they have things like dementia or arthritis and they struggle to walk and that sort of stuff?
Patience is a human being and has never been my middle name. I'm a guy. Mm-hmm. But then I have a lot of patience, so I don't mind. When I was growing up, I used to take care of my grandmother. She had a walking stick.
Mm.
So getting to the kitchen would take like around 5 minutes. But I'm exaggerating. But yeah, it would take that long.
Would you have any concerns about that job?
Of course, it would affect other activities that I need to do. So if maybe the employer doesn't have a problem with other things not getting done because, then I don't mind.
Gotcha.
So you'd sort of want to make that explicit, I guess, in your discussions with them.
Yeah.
Mm. And would you be willing to take a full medical examination? And would you share those results before you start the job?
Me, I'm healthy.
But what if, what if you weren't? Would you be willing to?
I guess it depends.
Do you think it's okay to ask that of someone before you employ them?
No, unless you know him to a personal level, maybe.
Mm. Yeah. So do you find it a bit invasive?
Yeah, a bit, yeah.
And what if they asked you to go for particular medical examinations? So like an HIV test and then show them the results?
I don't mind. I'm clean and clear, baby. Oh, yeah. There you go.
So you wouldn't have any of those issues, huh?
Actually, I think for an employee to ask such of a person is actually a bit unfair. I mean, what does my health have to do anything with taking care of your child? Of course, if I am positive, that means I should know what to do and how to handle certain situations.
Mm. Yeah.
So if the person knows, I don't know. But then I think it's a bit unfair to ask such.
Do you think an employer has a right to not hire you if you do have certain medical issues? Yeah.
Yeah, it's unfair. I mean, health shouldn't be that final thing that actually decides if you get the job or not.
Yeah.
I mean, if that were the case, then how many people would be... I mean, clinics are... filled every day. They're full. Mm. I mean, to the perk. So if people would be denied jobs because of their health, then...
Yeah, it's just the nature of this job, I think, is so incredibly precarious because it's personal.
Yeah.
And so that leads to a lot of paranoia, which I can kind of understand when you have small kids, for instance. So it's but it's definitely, it's out of line. Constitutionally, it's not okay. So it's always an interesting one to explore.
Okay. But I would do it if I would get paid for it.
Fair enough. Everyone has a number.
I mean...
Everyone has a number.
Everyone has a number.
I personally like to think I don't, but everyone does.
It is what it is.
Fair enough. Okay. Do you cook?
Ish. That's one aspect.
Seriously? I didn't see that coming.
I'm joking.
Did you check every other box? You don't cook?
I do, actually.
Do you?
Yes.
Well...
Not as a chef would.
Do you cook bachelor food?
Yeah.
Mm. So what's
I'm good with cooking, but I'm not at the level that I want to be.
So what's your thing when you want to impress someone? What do you cook?
It would be peanut butter and jam and bologna.
Oh, please, get
I'm
real.
Okay.
No, you joke. You joke.
I joke.
But... I remember distinctly, I'm still traumatized. My brother probably is as well.
Mm.
We had a domestic worker when we were in primary school. I was in primary school, he was in high school. And I don't know if she'd like just grown up in a rural area with limited ingredients. Mm. And so she got to our house and there was a lot, right? So she may have gotten excited, but I swear to God, She would, no, she would pack us sandwiches with peanut butter, jam, and ham.
And ham?
Yes.
What?
Occasionally, some lettuce.
No.
You know what I mean?
Kidding.
And I could, like, I could almost understand because aesthetically it looked quite appealing.
Yeah.
But it was the most bizarre thing. So you've got to clarify. Like, that's not unheard of.
Tastes.
Dude, so gross. And when you're hungry, hey, and you have no tuck money, what must happen?
Oh, obvious.
What must happen?
Everything must be nice for you now. When you're hungry, everything is nice, though. I mean, I have a strong stomach, by the way. So
lucky you.
I'm saying peanut butter, jam, and bologna because I've done it before.
And you know when you have to hide your lunch, you get to break with your friends,
yeah,
and it's just not working out.
I actually had that situation.
Childhood trauma.
Oh.
Childhood trauma. Anyway, if the president were to visit the house, how and what would you serve him?
At what time, though?
Early evening.
Yeah, early evening. I think early evening...
Tell us about the whole setup as well as the food.
Start.
As he walks in, what do you do?
As he walks in, do I know him? It depends.
No,
about
you don't
a lot
know.
Of
You've
things.
Never met him.
Yeah, you don't know him. I mean, you know him on TV, but you know, you don't know him.
You're hosting him.
Of course, approach very gently, very not too formal. I don't like formal introductions. It's like I get formal as well. So the first thing, the first impression lasts with me a long time.
Okay.
So I wouldn't be really too formal. Just go over there, Mr. President, Jay-Z, right? Jay-Z. Jay-Z. Okay. Right. You know?
Okay.
Good handshake.
Okay.
And offer a seat, food, offer a seat, water, coffee, whatever likes, so maybe dash of whiskey on the rocks or whatever he likes. And as he sits down, maybe, obviously, I don't think he would be alone.
No, not in our case. In our case, he'd be with like 14 women. How many are there?
Exactly. He would never be alone. So, obviously, to direct them to the lounge and set up maybe some starters here and there, some sweets and snacks. And whilst that is happening, maybe play some music so they can have some conversations.
Okay. Well, is there anything you would do specially because he's the president?
He's still a human being, hey?
Fair enough. Fair enough. No, yeah, good answer. I like that answer.
He's a human being.
Me too.
And what would you serve? What food?
Yeah, that's very interesting because as a president, you've been around the world, so nothing would be really special for him, I think. So,
although our guy, he seems like a pretty simple guy,
Okay,
Iskopo. Is that what it's called?
Not entirely simple.
And actually, you know, I did it once with my girlfriend. It took a straight.
Gosh. But no, so you've got to read people. I think he might be impressed because he's quite traditional.
Oh, that's the best, even. That's the best. Scopo
is. Do you
is
know what Scopo
fine.
Is?
A sheep's head?
Yes.
Yes. Or a cow.
Yes.
Nice one.
It's basically the first thing I've gotten right about any South African trivia.
I would. If it's like that, then, I mean, a human being, I'd prepare even a masi.
Yeah, he strikes me as that kind of guy.
Traditional, then.
I also think so.
Opens up a huge portal. For a traditional kind of person, I would also go traditional. Because I also love simple food. I'm a simple guy as well.
He looks like the kind of person who'd be really put off, actually, by Western cuisine.
Yeah.
You know? And like fancy table linen
etiquette.
And
it's trying too
etiquette
much.
And
when you try too much, you often get it wrong.
10 knives and forks and three different napkins.
Treat him like a human being. A human being.
For sure. No, and that goes back to your first answer, right? It's just about being able to read people. Okay.
Just finally, what questions or concerns would you pass on to your employer?
One most important thing about the kids. That would be one of them. Simply being maybe simply asking how should I take care of them. Maybe there's a specific way they would like things to be done.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if I have problems here and there, I'd obviously point them out as well. Another situation would be, another question would be, how much time does he or she expect me to be? Let's say maybe the situation is whereby I live in a court, in a courtyard or something, in a cottage, and I don't live in the house with them.
Mm.
Then my question would be, how much time does he or she expect me to be in the house?
Mm.
Because that's also, I mean, I need to respect his or her privacy and whatever.
Right.
And also what to do with the guests. I mean, some people don't like to, for their employees to approach their friends, clients, and so forth.
Mm.
You know, so such things. There wouldn't be much of a...
What would you do if you found one of the spouses cheating?
Yo, I don't know, hey? I think it would depend to how well I know them already. But then I'm not a snitch, so I'll just leave things be. I mean, I don't want somebody else coming and telling me, hey, your girlfriend is doing 1, 2, 3, and 4. You're messing up things, basically. So whatever it is, it's whatever, it's whatever.
No, that's definitely the ethical answer. It'd be hard.
Yeah.
As a good and well-meaning person. But from an ethics point of view, I think that's probably correct. You've been highly impressive and very entertaining. And unconventional as well. But like not too left field. Like you really impressed me. You're in many ways like...
The book by its cover.
You couldn't be less of a quintessential domestic worker, you know? Mm. Being a guy at your age, you know, in 2016.
Ish, that's another thing.
I'm very, very... You're pretty darn domesticated, my friend.
Yeah.
Even more than I am.
From where I grew up.
Which is profound. I love that.
Thank you.
I absolutely love that. I thoroughly enjoyed this exercise. I think she'll be impressed. We're going to pass your answers on to her. She'll listen to the podcast, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure she'll get in touch with you. We're probably going to have a few more interviews. But I think you're a strong, strong candidate.
The MFUNTO, baby!
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining us on the main sessions with Cliff Central. I hope you enjoy that. There'll be more where it came from, Tools.
Please make sure to follow our Twitter page. That's at Made Project, MAIDE Project, as well as our Facebook page. Type in Made Project as well and you'll find it. Thank you so much for listening. Have a lovely evening. Till next week.
Cheers.
Yay, yay. Cliff Central. The revolution. I've got something important to tell you. CliffCentral.com.